The proposed budget would cut $2 million of the $2.5 million that pay for EPA's libraries and reading rooms. Internal EPA memos suggest the cuts could close EPA's main library and some of its regional libraries and shut down the system's electronic catalog. Jeff Rook is with Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. He says the proposed cuts threaten an invaluable resource that serves government scientists and the public.
And so for reports on particular sites, like, for example, contaminated sites or Superfund sites, they're the only place in the world where you can get some of the detailed investigations that have been done.
An EPA spokeswoman says the agency plans to make its physical collections more widely available online, but it's not clear how the agency would pay for digitizing the documents. For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.